News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Faulty goods, dodgy online shopping experiences and botched home improvements. These top the list of issues consumers have contacted the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission about so far this year. This is according to their helpline report, which is issued today. And the CCPC Director of Communications, Gráinne Griffin, joins us now this morning. Gráinne, are you surprised? Things like used cars, online shopping and home improvements, these appear to be, I suppose, problem areas for consumers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of cars, it's getting worse. The numbers are actually up again on last year and it continues to top the list. We just see consumers experiencing really serious problems when it comes to buying cars, like definitely secondhand cars in particular, but also problems with new cars. And, you know, they're extremely expensive. And so if a consumer buys a car that's previously been like crashed or, you know, clocked or, you know, maybe an economic write-off or something like that, and then run into difficulties, it can be very, very hard for them to put that right. And I suppose then the other areas where we'd see like kind of big, very serious complaints coming in with a lot of money at stake would be the likes of home improvements. And, you know, we're very conscious there. Retrofitting is definitely a trend, you know, solar panel companies, insulation, things like that. People spending a lot of money and standing to lose a lot of money when things go wrong.
Obviously, buyer beware, Gráinne, is a sensible adage, but this does feed into those stereotypes, and I'm sure there are very, very good used car salesmen and very, very good builders out there, but equally that stereotype of the, oh God, he's like a used car salesman, or oh God, cowboy builder. There appears to be a grain of truth in this for some people. What kind of protections do people have when they purchase, when they're sold a pup, essentially, when they buy a used car and the engine falls out a week later, or when they pay for somebody to fix their roof and then those people disappear and the next thing the buckets of water are coming through it. What kind of protections do people still have?
So consumers have very strong consumer rights, and consumer rights have been strengthened in Ireland in recent years. And if you buy from an Irish company or from a company based in the European Union, then on paper and in law, your rights are very strong. I suppose what we look at then is, practically speaking, how easy is it to actually resolve? And if your issue is with something that costs less than €2,000, you can go to the small claims court and potentially resolve it quite easily. You know, your case can be heard. A lot of the time they're actually resolved without ever even going to court. But if you have a bigger complaint, like something to do with a car, you know, where you're looking at average costs well in excess of like 15,000 up to 18,000 on average, or home building or renovations or anything like that, where the average cost to be about 13,000, then really you're having to get a lawyer and kind of like a solicitor and like to go down through a very different and much more formal and much more expensive court process to resolve that issue. And that's simply not practical for most people. So we would like to see definitely the small claims court limit increased to allow more complaints come in. But certainly on vehicles, we think that if the government was to launch an online portal where consumers could get more information about the history of a car, that would go a long way to prevent consumers from buying crashed and clocked cars in the first place.
And Gráinne, do you have a view, obviously because inflation has been massive over the last few years too, have you a view on how much the cap for the small claims court should be? Should it be 5,000? Should it be 10,000? What, based on what you're seeing come into your kind of complaint line, what do you think that cap should be?
It should be at least 8. We'd like to see it come in at least 8. I mean, you want to see a cap that covers the kind of basic big purchases a consumer might make during the year. So, for example, if you're buying a suite of furniture, you know, if you're buying an expensive laptop, if you're maybe buying a summer holiday. So we think 8,000 is reasonable and would future-proof it slightly for further inflation increases.
There are some websites that do look at things like the history of cars. Are you saying that they aren't good enough and that we should have a kind of a formal national database? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly it. I mean, they're inconsistent. The sources of information vary across them and they don't necessarily have all of the information, particularly when it comes to categorizations that are made by insurance companies, like economic write-offs, where an insurance company just chooses not to repair the car. So, yeah, there's definitely improvements that can be made. And, you know, this exists in other countries. You know, it's not a new idea. It's simply a very good idea.
And do you, lastly, have advice for people out there? If it is that cars building renovations and online shopping are the areas that look like people seem to have the most issue with. Do you have advice for people entering into the fray in those areas?
Absolutely. So look, on the car is definitely buy a good car history report and get a mechanic to check it. It will cost you more to pay for a mechanic to check it, but it's worth it in the long run. And in terms of the home renovations, retrofitting, anything like that, you really need to make sure you know exactly who you're dealing with, get the company details, check them with the CRO. But for the amount that you're spending, you're looking for references. You're going out to visit the houses that these companies have worked on before. And, you know, not one that put solar panels up in the last 3 months. Go and visit somebody who got solar panels put up from this company last year. You know, see how they've worked out in the slightly longer term and really make sure that, you know, like I said, you know who you're dealing with and you're confident of them before you give them any money at all.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That's some really good advice there. That is the Director of Communications at the CCPC, Gráinne Griffin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.